Friday, November 20th, 5:27 a.m. Okay. I got up a little late today. I got up at, what time was it? Well after 3. So. So I'm out here now. I got a lot to do today. As far as stuff around here. I always has a lot to do, but when I paint, it's all goes to the wayside and just gets ignored, I guess. So let me get to painting here. 8:54 a.m. Okay, in 6 minutes, I have my phone appointment with the Kaiser Sleep Lab regarding my CPAP machine. I don't know what if they're going to ask me questions or just inform me or what's going on. But anyway, so afterwards, my cardiologist wants to deal with my atrial fibrillation, which I had. It was not diagnosed, but there were symptoms of it back in the late 80s, and we could never diagnose it, but I'm pretty sure that's what it was. Towards the end, 2013 or 2014, I started having more severe symptoms of the atrial fibrillation after decades of not feeling any symptoms at all. So that's when I was able to get it diagnosed, and that's what they said it was. But he wants to try to correct it with some kind of shock therapy or something. Anyway, so I'm a little nervous about that. You know, it's like, oh, okay, well, he doesn't seem to be too concerned about it being serious or anything, but he would like to get it straightened out. And if it doesn't, he wants me to go on some kind of medication, which I don't want to. I already told him I don't really want to go on any more medication. I don't. I could see things getting out of control the more medication you take, you know. So that's what that is. This past week, maybe 4 days ago or so, we started getting a lot of junk calls on our home phone. And I mean, one day it was just like, it was getting ridiculous. Like every 2 or 3 minutes we were getting these annoying calls. So I just started answering them and asking them to, I usually ask them to take me off their calling list, but you get a robot call. Saying if you want to, you know, so you can't tell them to do that. So if you want to talk to a representative, press 1. So I've been pressing 1 and talking to people, but I'm not really asking them anything. I'm just kind of like wasting their time since they waste my time. Turnabout is fair play in this world. If you think I'm a jerk for doing that, well, fine. I don't really care. I'm going to do it anyway. And the best part is that I get to mock them. The first lady called, and she had some kind of accent, so I tried to imitate her accent and mock her. And you know, it seems to me, just talking to them, their voices and everything, after being an operator for so long, I'm pretty good at telling types of voices. I used to be able to tell by accents where people were calling from. I could, because you know, like you had people calling from Georgia, and I recognized that accent. And people from Texas are always easy, it seems like. People from Mississippi and Alabama, there's a slight difference there, but you can still tell the difference. Arkansas was a definite one to be able to tell. It's kind of like the Missouri accent, but Missouri was, I don't know. Who knows? I really can't describe it. But anyway, so I'm pretty good at telling people on the telephone, what the race they are. And I'm not being bigoted. I'm just saying that, you know, it's a pretty good chance I'm accurate. Let's put it that way. And let's see. So anyway, so I kind of mock them. And the fact that they're all Asian, just about everyone that seems, you know, Indian, maybe some other kind of more Asian, Malaysian, maybe Chinese or something, Vietnamese or something like that. It's hard to tell on some of that stuff, but definitely Asian. And so they speak good English, good accents and everything, good English, American accents. Let's see. So that's pretty much it for now. I've got to go for a walk today. I'm really thinking about taking the dog this time and see how he does now. But this will be later in the day. So I'll call it quits for now.